This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick and for Antonia Gonzalez. Canada's largest Indigenous organization, the Assembly of First Nations, has a new national chief. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Roseanne Archibald becomes the first woman ever to lead the organization.
Newly elected Roseanne Archibald says she will make the Assembly of First Nations more inclusive and transparent. She took the oath of office as national chief, surrounded by friends and family in her home community of Tekwatagamu Nation in northeastern Ontario. Here's some of what she said.
I plan to work with all of the regions across Canada, all of the regional chiefs and subregions, to build a post-pandemic recovery plan for First Nations, for their health and well-being, for their social issues, mental health, addictions, and for their economies.
Archibald also says she will pressure governments to make sure the needs and priorities of First Nations are a part of national discussions and actions. She also says she will make changes to the way the AFN is run, adding that she will create space that is respectful and kind to other leaders and at the same time hold them to account. Over the next 100 days, Archibald says she will focus on key issues such as the unmarked burial sites at former residential schools, the National Action Plan on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, and she also wants to address the effects of climate change on Indigenous communities. She won the top job after 2 days and five full rounds of voting. She says as the first woman to hold the office, it's been a long and bumpy road to get there. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
American Indians and Alaska Natives have the highest rate of vaccination against COVID-19 in the country. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID-19 data tracker. Nova on PBS reports the tracker shows 45.5% of this group received at least one dose and 39% are fully vaccinated. One reason for the high vaccination rate is that many tribes and urban indigenous communities opted to receive vaccines through the Indian Health Service rather than the states. This allowed them to set their own priorities in the rollout rather than follow CDC guidelines. However, full outpatient care under IHS, while common in the West, is not readily available in the eastern U.S. That affected many urban vaccination campaigns. One group, Native American Lifelines, sought out partnerships with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and the University of Maryland, Baltimore, to establish IHS vaccine clinics. Nova reports the success of the vaccination efforts offers a counter-narrative to longstanding assumptions about vaccine hesitancy in Indigenous communities. Also, a survey by the Urban Indian Health Institute earlier this year found 74% of Native Americans surveyed said they were willing to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Native American Lifeline's Executive Director Carrie Hawk Lessard says the message throughout Indian country is be a good relative. Do this to protect elders and the culture. We already lost a lot, she says. We can't afford to lose more. Some U.S. national parks have begun integrating Indigenous astronomy into their astrotourism programs. Outside Magazine reports rangers with National Parks Mesa Verde in Colorado and Voyageurs in Minnesota are partnering with local Indigenous communities to offer platforms where they can share their knowledge of the stars. The parks are among the newest certified by the International Dark Sky Association. Native American tribes have studied the stars for a millennia, but according to Outside, that knowledge has only gained momentum recently in modern science. The National Park Rangers were inspired by Annette S. Lee, an astrophysicist and artist with the Ojibwe and Dakota Lakota communities. She's the director of Native Sky Watchers. Based in Minnesota, it's an effort to gather and revitalize Native astronomy and Earth knowledge. Mesa Verde is kicking off a mobile story lab later this year that will collaborate with nearby communities, including Indigenous educators and students. The plan is to produce things like a Pueblo star map that can be used to educate park visitors. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.